You're listening to The Buzz, and you know what? It either needs to snow already or just be done.
I know.
I'm tired of all of this. You know, it's going to snow really hard on Monday. Dude, I mowed my lawn yesterday. It's going to snow really hard on Thursday. I bet it will.
Yeah, I remember I was here on Monday and I closed the windows when I'm here and I stepped out and it was snowing and I was so confused.
It was snowing here.
Yeah, it was snowing here on Monday.
Not in Tacoma, man. Like, I'm just waiting for it.
I'm waiting for Tacoma because it was 27 degrees while I was driving up here this morning.
Whatever. Like, you remember that superstorm that we were supposed to have like a month ago?
Yeah.
What happened to that, right?
It's never a superstorm. Never.
I'm done with it all.
I have a feeling when the San Andreas Fault ruptures, we'll get like a little shake for 5 seconds.
Well, something you shouldn't be done with is the show because it's just getting started.
Yeah.
We got a very special edition of trivia. Somebody may or may not be getting deported.
What?
Yep. You got your word of the week. We got celebrity fact of fiction.
We do. Oh, no.
It's Wednesday. Of course we do.
Okay, give me a minute here.
It's going to be a ton of fun. Plus, we got some really, really special awesome announcements that we're going to wait to announce towards the end of the show.
What are we doing again?
Special announcements.
Okay.
So stay tuned for everything awesome. We got Take Cover by All Time Low on 89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yeah.
Geeky News. Geeky News. 89.9 KGRGFM. It's time for your daily dose of geeky news, and this morning's gonna start off on a little sour note here.
Oh no.
Yeah, 2016 took another one from us.
No!
Yeah. For those who don't know, Peter Vaughn's watch has ended.
No!
Do you know who that is?
No.
I have a basic idea
but
who
I'm
it is,
sorry,
and it still
homie.
Makes me sad.
Whoever you was.
Veteran British actor Peter Vaughn, whose screen career stretches from the 1950s all the way until 2015, has passed away at the age of 93.
Ooh.
Vaughn's most recent television role was as Maester Aemon in HBO's Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
And he left the series just last year. Which he was a favorite of both showrunners and recurring co-star Kit Harrons for the breadth of his experience and anecdotes. His acting career spanned a remarkable 7 decades and included roles for which he'll be fondly remembered, including that of Harry Groughty Grout and Dick Clemens and Ian LaFrance's BBC's sitcom Porridge. He's also several literary roles to life for the small screen, and multiple Dickens adaptations for playing Long John Silver in a late 60s adaptation of Treasure Island.
I want to be Long John Silver.
Yeah.
Right? That's a bummer, though. Like,
that's a bummer.
When he got killed off in the show, it was a really, really important death, and then just the fact that he died in real life. Ouch.
It's like, no, homie, no.
So more breaking geeky news. People are still playing Pokemon Go.
Stop it. It's cold outside.
Still. And more Pokemon Go news. Starbucks memo to employees leaks new Pokemon coming to Pokemon Go on December 8th. Starbucks memo to employees is leaking out new Pokemon they're coming. A mysterious and legitimate memo sent to Starbucks employees says that new Pokemon will be coming this Thursday to Pokemon Go. That's tomorrow. The news first appeared in a subreddit for the game in which multiple Starbucks employees confirmed that the company memo was sent out to employees. As it stands, it's unclear as to whether this is a big update that will unleash the entire Pokedex of Pokemon Gold and Silver into the game, or it's just one specific Pokemon. So, yeah, Starbucks, don't release that sort of information in a company memo. It's not good.
Yeah.
Typically, companies will send out like non-disclosure agreements, meaning that if you release any information pertinent to the company or like any sort of inside stuff, your butt's going to get fired and you're going to get sued. So I'm wondering what the ramifications going to be of this. Like, have you guys ever signed in a non-disclosure agreement? You're too young. But
do I probably look like I signed a non-disclosure agreement?
Are you even old enough to sign documents? I don't know.
I am, actually. I signed my company contract to perform in the Nutcracker.
Oh. You go.
I'm so proud of myself for that.
I don't know. I probably have signed it. I just don't remember.
In movie news, Will Smith gives Bad Boys 3 update and explains why he's doing another sequel.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right. We're getting Bad Boys 3.
I'm not ready for this.
Oh, man. Will Smith recently appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live and asked if the film was going to start shooting in March of next year, which is what Martin Lawrence told Jimmy Kimmel recently. Smith didn't confirm that, but he did say, it is very, very, very close. It is very close. It's very close.
Oh, gosh.
We do want a decade. Smith went on to talk about why he decided to come back to the franchise after all these years to do another one, saying, let me tell you, I love the dude. That's among the best times I've ever had making movies.
Aww.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Bromance.
It was the original bromance, too. Like, Bad Boys 3, Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, come on.
Not gonna lie, I've never seen Bad Boys 1 or 2. What you gonna do
when I come for you? Are you a big Buddy Cop fan?
I mean, I don't hate on it.
It's worth a watch. Last bit of geeky news we'll have for this morning. Michael Bay explains why he won't direct a Marvel or DC movie, but he's more than happy to ruin every other movie.
Because they won't let him have enough explosions? Is that why?
He said, quote, I wouldn't want to. It's not my thing. It's just not my gig. I don't ever want to take someone like a third of something or a second of something. I gotta do my own thing because the most fun is when real director creates the world. You know, you talk to Ridley Scott, one of our favorite things to do is to create the world. Steven Spielberg, create the world. That's what it's all about. If I were to do something, I would want to redo it in my own way. That's what he did with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? Sort of redid his own thing. He did the same thing with Transformers.
Yeah, and he did the weird mouth thing, and I'm not about it. Yeah. That's how I feel.
So you know what? Give the guy credit.
No.
Whether or not... He's going to ruin movies, but at least he's going to ruin it his way.
That's...
Yeah. It's somewhat respectable.
Yeah, just... Artist has got to have a line. That I guess you could call his movies art.
I guess. Maybe.
I bet his mom would put them on the fridge.
Yeah.
We'll be back with the news after Bayside of Vendetta, Dan, 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by The Worst Christmas Ever 2 at Real Art Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite nu metal songs. For more information, you can visit realarttacoma.com. Yes!
You're listening to The Buzz at 6:30. Let's get into some news. This first one, a little pertinent because the Seattle Seahawks are going to be playing the Packers tomorrow.
Oh.
And if they win... There's a chance that they can cinch up their playoff spot. That's pretty exciting, right?
Pretty sweet.
But that's not what this news story about. Packers fan got arrested for stealing a $475 cab ride.
What?
That's right.
How long was this ride? Jesus.
Yeah, this Packers fan had a Sunday he will never want to forget. According to PackersNews.com, Nathan Taylor Maliski was at the Packers game versus the Houston Texans on Sunday, and after the game, he convinced a cab driver to take him home, which is 111 miles away. Maliski, 24, told the cab driver he was drunk, lost his cell phone, and cannot find his friends at Lambeau Field.
Oh my God.
While the cab was at a truck stop in Richfield, Wisconsin, when Maliski... got out of the car and told the driver he would be back to give him the money for the ride, which turned out to be $475. However, Maliski was able to slip out the back door of the truck stop and leave the cab driver without paying. That's when the cab driver called the police, and because it was snowing, they were able to track Maliski's footprints at the bar in Richfield.
Oh my God.
He was then arrested and booked on a misdemeanor charge for defrauding a taxi cab before being released.
Don't
mess with somebody like that, man. That's somebody's livelihood.
Yeah, that's really dumb, too.
But also, this is why snow is bad. Not because of the car wrecks, not because of the hypothermia, not because it's wet and it's cold and it sucks. but because people can track you down for your crimes.
Yeah, like on 101 Dalmatians, they track the puppies' little prints in the snow.
Of course.
Speaking of killing people, authorities hope a new clue will identify a Green River killer victim.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, I must get on this.
I mean, it's been so long, like, the families, like, really deserve to know.
Yeah, for they sure. do.
Well, this is the interesting part about it. Authorities hope a facial reconstruction of a girl who was slain by a Seattle-area serial killer will help identify the victim. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children created the reconstruction of the girl, who was one of Gary Ridgway's victims. Ridgway, known as the Green River Killer, was convicted in 2003 for killing 49 women, but he said he likely committed more than 71 murders. He is serving a sentence of life without parole. He admitted to killing the girl, estimated between 14 and 18, but he didn't know who she was. The Virginia-based National Center for Missing and Exploited Children arranged the chemical isotope testing on the Jane Doe's teeth, bones, and samples through the Smithsonian. The results show that she may have spent time in Alaska, Montana, North Dakota, Idaho, Wyoming, or several portions of southern Canada.
Very specific.
Right? It's crazy what they can do with technology nowadays.
Did you guys know that the Green River Killer is no longer referred to as an offender?
No.
I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
You know how they call people offenders, like sex offenders and
yes!
things like that? You get that?
Yeah.
Apparently he is now called a student under new guidelines.
Okay.
In the prison system.
That's weird.
Because a guy who killed at least 71 people... is definitely a student.
But the interesting part about this story is just, he's killed so many people, he's just like, I killed that lady. I have no idea who she is.
I know.
And then just, between just bones and teeth and everything, they reconstructed a face.
It is a pretty creepy face.
Before, you could just murder somebody and toss the body in the river, and that'd be the end of it. You don't have to worry about dusting for prints or anything like that. Now it's... Oh,
so
yeah,
much technology involved, I mean.
Right? Freaking CSI up in this bitch.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep the relativity going.
Yeah.
And go on to Green River. Green River, Wyoming.
Okay.
Oh.
Where you can earn $1,000 for catching an ugly fish.
Yes, I'm going to get in on this right now.
I want to see you go fishing.
Me go fishing? I just jump
in
and
Wyoming,
become one with the fish.
This time of year?
Okay, yeah. Catching a fish with your bare hands... That's very hard.
I lure the fish into my net because I'm as small as they are.
She doesn't know how to fish.
I do know how to fish.
Oh, but $1,000.
Would you touch a worm?
Yes.
I don't know.
I would eat the worm. I've done that before.
$1,000 reward has been posted for catching an ugly fish out of Fontenelle Reservoir in western Wyoming. The fish are called burbot, but they're not native to the upper Green River drainage. Burbot can compete with native game species, including trout. Burbot are eel-like, but said to be good eating despite their appearance.
Say burbot one more time.
Burbot. Getting more people to fish for burbot is one way to reduce their numbers, so Game and Fish and Trout Unlimited are sponsoring the burbot raffle. Game and Fish have caught 25 burbot and tagged them with raffle tags. Anybody who catches a tagged burbot from Fontenelle may enter a raffle with a $1,000 grand prize. The drawing will take place at the Burbot Fishing Rally at Fontenelle, January 7th through the 8th.
Cool.
I did pay the $1,000 to go fishing.
Burbot.
Burbot.
Burbot. Does that mean that once you catch it, you can say, I touched the butt?
I've been feeling a little burbot since this weather started.
That's your news for this hour. We'll be back with a... with your celebrity fact or fiction after Taking Back Sunday on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Yes, it is that time again. The time where I bring to you facts, fictitious statements. This is a segment on The Buzz where it's your job to tell me if I'm lying or if I'm telling the truth, which is rare. Fact or fiction on The Buzz right now.
FM, you're listening to 89.9 KGRG FM. Hi, it's H. Quinn. You thought you got rid of me, but I'm back.
Fact or fiction, I want to die.
You want to die? So do I. Did you want to know something that's great? You know, with enough coffee, I feel I can finally dress myself and use my grown-up manners. Sometimes.
Okay.
I'm strange.
So what are we doing?
We are doing...
awkward pause? Is that what we're doing?
Here it is. I lost my page for a second. We're doing Celebrity Fact or Fiction!
About what?
About Karen Gillan.
Who?
Do you remember the bald blue chick, Nebula, on Guardians of the Galaxy?
Sure.
Yes!
Her name is Karen Gillan, and she's my favorite Doctor Who companion, besides Clara Oswald. And I decided to do this because I just went to Hula Days at EMP, and it was awesome. And if you hear that banging noise in the background, we got a little bit of construction going on. All right, so first question. Karen Gillan was born in 1987, and she was an only child. She was originally from Scotland, but moved to England to go to boarding school when she was 13. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fiction.
It's weird, like, a lot of Scottish people end up moving to the UK, making it big as actors, and then just sort of do whatever.
So, Danica says fiction, you say fact?
Yes!
That is actually a fiction. She did not leave home and move to England at 13 to attend a boarding school. I mean, London.
Okie dokie.
She just stayed at home. Which leads us to our next point. As a child, Karen's father stated that she would point to a television and announce her intention to be on it. She left school at 16 to pursue acting and eventually ended up at a prestigious academy of theater arts. She worked in a pub and dabbled in modeling to make her way. Fact or fiction?
I'm sorry I had to do that.
I know you did.
I'm saying fiction for everything because my life is a lie.
Keep it down over there!
So, as far as that's concerned, I think we're going to go fiction.
Fiction?
I think the working in the pub thing is the fiction part of this one. I think she might have done something a little bit sexier, like work at a strip club.
Ooh.
Danica? You are fiction, right?
Yep.
All right, and it's actually a fact. She did work in a pub and dabble in modeling. She was accepted into the Italia Conti Academy of Theatre Arts, and she worked at the Pilgrim in Kennington.
Is it a sexy pub?
Well, if Karen's in it, it's going to be sexy. She's 5'11", and like 90% of her height is leg.
Oh my!
Exactly. Her first role on Doctor Who, even though she'll always be remembered as the Doctor's sidekick, was actually in the episode The Fires of Pompeii back in 2008. Incidentally, Peter Capaldi was also in that episode.
I seen that episode.
I synced it. I synced it with my eyes.
I hate when they do this stuff in shows. So,
same.
I'm also, weirdly enough, a big SVU fan. A lot of her SVU.
Dun, 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 dun. Me too.
Exactly. So one of the DAs they had was actually a criminal in an earlier season.
I remember that. I was like, wait a minute.
That's the girl who chokes herself. What the hell?
Wait a minute.
Oh, right.
I always wanted them to tie it in and be like, Amy was a... What weren't they, like, the Vestal Virgins or something? Oh, the Sibylline Sisters, yeah. Like, oh, she was a Sibylline Sister because the Doctor forgot her again.
What?
So, Kirk, you say fact?
I'm going to say fact.
Adanica?
I don't know. I'm saying fiction for everything.
It is fact! Cool.
Yeah, that seems it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good episode. It freaked me out when it was Capaldi, though. I was like, what? He's the only... What? What?
Did you start watching before or after he became the Doctor?
Before.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I started watching when Matt Smith... I started watching around that episode with, like, the angels.
Oh,
with
God.
The church. It was like the church was the military.
Ugh.
Yeah. One more. One last little one. She was asked whether or not she was obsessed with an actor as a child, and she replied that she was in love with the plant in Little Shop of Horrors. Fact
Who
or fiction?
Who isn't in love with the plant? Fact.
Fact.
Fact, yeah, it's fact. All right, that has been a disastrous episode of Celebrity Fact or Fiction here on The Buzz with H. Quinn.
Get down over there!
No, I refuse! I refuse.
We'll be back with the word of the week after Brand New. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz on KGRG 89.9 FM. Without further ado, I bring you the word of the week.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
It's time to get your weekly vocabulary learning in on KGRG FM. KGRG FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. That's right. Your word of the week, and let's get a little savage, ladies.
Yeah.
I'm very savage all the time. I always tell people I'm going to rip them a new one, and then I'm like, hi, could you please just not okay?
This week's word of the week is bless your heart.
Oh, bless your heart.
No.
Is the most southern F you there is.
It really is.
Can be put at the end of a phrase to nullify any cruelty. For example, that girl's the most foul-mouthed, idiotic bitch there is. Bless her heart.
Ew.
Or, oh, you actually needed to look this up. Bless your heart.
I wonder if that's what the lady at the dollar store really meant when I asked her if Alfredo sauce goes with...
That's what she meant.
Goes
that
with...
definitely what she meant.
Goes with
You don't even
ravioli.
Need to finish that sentence. That's what she meant.
Well, I like. I
no
was
one
like,
ever says bless your heart
I was
in
like,
a nice way.
I was like, do these go together? She's like, oh, bless your heart, sweetie. They don't. Yeah.
Yep. She told you to F off.
So what are some other ways you guys politely say go F off? Because, Danica, you've had some customer service experience.
You've had some
retail experience.
See you next Tuesday.
There you go.
Yep.
And if you don't know what that means, spell that out.
Fantastic. I feel sorry for those of you who can't spell like me. Something I used to use all the time was, you're real pretty, aren't you? Or you're just a special little snowflake.
Oh, yeah.
That was my teacher when I was a little hellion in Sunday school. You know, yep.
You went to Sunday school?
I used to teach Sunday school.
Oh, I went gross. To Sunday school and I would like turn the pictures of Jesus upside down and scribble on the crosses and talk about inappropriate subjects. Yes! And actually at my graduation from Sunday school and choir, my teacher was like, we had a little trouble with her in the beginning.
Other phrases I've used are like, I'll do the head nod and just sort of smile.
Mm.
And you agree with everything they say.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed that agreeing with people and acting like it's your fault helps make people less mad.
The worst part about
that's
it is when
being
they
being a pushover.
That's just how I deal with everything.
The worst is when, like, they won't shut up.
Oh!
And you just keep nodding, you keep smiling, you... try to imply that you have to, like, pee or something.
But really, in your head, you're just, like, thinking of all the ways you could die right then and there.
Yes.
A swift, cruel death couldn't come soon enough.
And so occasionally, I'm just like, the chains on my mood swing just snapped. Run.
Woo!
Oh, man. So, that was your word of the week for this week. Bless your heart. Any other, like, little tidbits you guys want to toss in?
I'm not saying I hate you, but I would unplug your life support to charge my phone.
That's a bit foreign.
Yeah.
But that really lets him know.
That's probably...
That's really not like a bless your heart kind of deal where you like, was that polite? I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter, at TheBuzzKGRG. Let us know what you do to send those subtle hints that they're a special little snowflake. That maybe they should have stayed home. Or, you know, they forgot their helmet because they should be walking around with one. I don't know. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. We'll be back after 7:41. One of these two contestants might be getting deported after this game. H. Quinn or a Danica.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave actually isn't here.
We really need to change that.
Yeah. You want to know why one of you might be getting deported after this episode of trivia?
Because I'm leaving forever.
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. If this thing will play. There we go. It's because this episode is a very special U.S. Citizenship Edition of Trivia.
Bye! I have someone who took... I know someone who took the U.S. Citizenship Test.
Okay.
Who lived in the U.S. for his entire life.
Well, fun! Let's start off. You ready?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not. There we go. Question number one. In what month do we vote for president?
We just did this.
Quinn? November.
Yeah, I just said it. I forgot to say my name. Danica. October.
What? It's election day.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's
it is November.
Always,
yeah. Everyone's I like, the wrong thing.
What are you doing? I was like, I guess I'll go the month before? I'm pretty
I
sure it's November.
I may have done this not sober.
Yay!
Question number two. How many amendments have there been to the Constitution regarding who can vote?
Quinn. 12.
Danica.
23. Quinn. 5.
Danica. 22.
Dear God!
Multiple choice.
Multiple choice for how many amendments have there been to the Constitution regarding who can vote? Is it 2, 4, 6, or 8?
Quinn.
Danica.
Quinn.
4?
It is 4. Bonus points if you can name them.
No. All I know is that it made it so African American men and women could vote, and women could vote, and
yeah,
that's
citizens
all I know.
Citizens 18 and older, you don't have to pay a tax, a poll tax, to vote.
Ooh.
Any citizen can vote, and then any male citizen of any race can vote.
Oh, cool.
So they did one for any male of any race, and then they did women. Question number three. What are the three branches of government?
Danica. Judicial, legislative, and I cannot think
Quinn.
Right now.
Quinn.
Please only make the
Quinn.
From now on, Quinn.
Judicial, legislative, and executive.
My mind totally went blank. I was like,
I was that
what's
smart
happening?
Kid in school.
I mean, that's like the easiest one. I'm just like, I cannot think right now. What's happening? I think I got lost.
I will never forget the day where I told... Oh, what's her face? She looks like Hillary Clinton, but she's not Hillary Clinton.
Professor Umbridge?
Basically.
Screw it. Question number four.
I was too focused on the weird voice.
When was the U.S. Constitution written? Don't answer all at once, guys. I think she's literally dying. Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I'm not a U.S. citizen.
Do you want to take a crack at it?
2016. Just kidding, that's not it. I don't know, man.
Was it 1787, 1788, 1789, or who cares? Nicolas Cage is just going to steal it anyways.
Danica!
Who cares? Nicolas Cage!
Danica?
1789.
It was not 1789.
What was that?
I don't know!
Who cares? Nicolas Cage!
The second one, a Danica.
Also wrong.
The third one, a Danica.
The Quinn. Third one.
You're both wrong. Oh my god.
Quinn, the fourth one.
Danica, the first one.
It was 1787. Question number five. Why does the U.S. flag have 13 stripes?
Danica.
Colonies.
I'm sorry.
It is because there were 13 original colonists.
I'm sorry.
Question number six. Name one right or freedom from the First Amendment.
Quinn. Fudge.
Danica.
That's not my answer.
Danica.
Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Fudge.
You knew what I was wanting to say, but we
it
can't say that.
Question number seven. Who signs bills to become laws?
Danica. El Presidente.
It is El Presidente, por favor. Question number eight. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II?
Quinn. The one with polio.
Wow!
That is
correct.
That's how I know him.
Good old F, his legs don't work, DR.
Yep.
Question number 9. I feel bad. How many U.S. senators are there?
Quinn?
A lot.
Quinn.
50? One for each state.
Any other answers?
Danica. 100.
There are 100. Technically 101 if you count the hockey team, so.
Oh. The hockey team.
The hockey team?
Yeah, because they're the senators.
Oh.
Hey. Question number 10. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
That was very bad.
How many wars were fought by the U.S. in the 1900s?
Quinn. 2.
No. Danica.
Danica.
7. I don't know why I said that number.
No, we have World War I and World War II. You said World
Danica.
War, right?
I said how many wars?
Danica.
Oh, 4. Quinn, 4.
Not 4.
Danica. 5.
It is 5.
What one am I missing? I have 1 and 2, Nam and Korea.
The Gulf War.
Oh, Gulf. Yeah.
Yeah, right. The one with Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was also a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Yes, it was a bad joke.
So it looks like both of you getting deported because you're both just awful at this game.
Cool.
We'll be back with the news after Falling in Reverse on 89.9 KGRG.
Yay.
You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the worst Christmas ever to at Real Life Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit reallifetacoma.com.
You just made the list.
I did that in like one breath. I'm scared.
Good okay. job.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
Take a bow.
Hi, it's Quinn. I'm back.
And
she's gone.
Oh, hold on. Oh. Well, I have something for this. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
Also.
I think I should get an award for the most times fired on the buzz.
She still keeps showing up.
I do. Yeah. I'm annoying like that. All right. Concerns have been raised over Seattle's low barrier homeless camp.
Thumbtack.
Wait.
The city is preparing to open a homeless camp where residents are free to use drugs or alcohol so long as they keep it off site.
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Some neighbors think that this drug and alcohol policy is a recipe for disasters, but city officials say lowering the barriers for who is eligible for shelter is the first step to helping a drug addict.
Oh, I thought that you meant like physical barriers.
Nope.
I'm a barrier.
Nope, 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 nope.
Where are you going to bury her, though, Danica?
In the sea. International waters.
Some people believe that this is not the solution, and you're just enabling them to sink further into their addiction. A little bit of the health news. A mumps outbreak has grown in King County, and unvaccinated children have been told to stay home.
Okay. I mean, like, they avoid getting a needle stuck in their arm and they get to stay home?
I know, right? It's pretty sweet. The district said in schools where mumps is active, children who are not vaccinated should stay home until 25 days go by without any new cases reported. If new cases do pop up during that 3-week time frame, the 25-day count starts over again. Kids who get at least one dose of the MMR vaccine can return to class right away. And in schools where there have not been any mumps cases reported, kids who are not vaccinated can keep going to class for now. I think that would be pretty sweet, though, getting to stay home for 25 days and just rooting that one of your friends gets sick so you can stay home for another 25 days.
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Yep. And Ride the Ducks.
I've never done that.
Is being fined up to $1 million for safety violations.
I mean, yeah, you shouldn't ride an animal, especially one so small.
Little ducky.
I can see you doing that, Cork.
Corey, let's ride the duck on family trip and see if we die.
Hopefully we will.
Yeah.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said that the Branson, Missouri manufacturer of the duck boats has violated motor vehicle safety laws when it failed to initiate a full safety recall. One of the vehicles that the company manufactured and was sold was involved in a crash on the Aurora Bridge that killed 5 college students in 2015.
I remember that.
Yeah. And everyone wanted to go ride the ducks when I was doing a summer thing. They were like, oh, it's so super cool. Let's go ride the ducks. And I was like, we all gonna die. We gonna die!
thumbtacks.
But no one believed me.
Oh, God.
All right, for your weather, right now it is 27 degrees, but it feels like 23, or if you're in my case, I can't feel my face when I step outside, but I don't love it.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, 0% chance of rain for today. Your high is a 41. It's not going to get that high. And our low is 29. It's definitely that low. Tomorrow we're supposed to have snow. 80% chance of snow.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Exactly. For your football, tomorrow Oakland is playing at Kansas City. And over the weekend, we have Seattle at Green Bay. They're playing Sunday, not Thursday.
Yes.
All right. And for your WSDOT, your trafficy traffic McTraffic stir. For construction on the I-5 southbound at Military Road, the right lane is closed. I-5 southbound at Starboard Road, the two left lanes are closed. I-5 northbound just south of State Road 18, there's a collision blocking the right lane. And on State Road 99, northbound at First Avenue, there's a collision blocking the right lane. And once again, flammable cargo will still be prohibited in both directions of I-90.
There you go.
That is... Did I get everything?
You tell me.
Okay, cool. Bye. Okay, see you tomorrow.
We'll be back after a day to remember with the six-pack on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz. Sit back to my name.
89.9 KGRG FM, it's time for our six-pack.
I quit.
Top six list of things that are awesome, sometimes not so awesome, and yeah, you quit.
I quit.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't have anything prepared for the six-pack, so...
I'll just give you mine.
Okay.
It's quitting stories!
Yay! I remember when I, like, officially quit my first job.
Do ya?
Yeah, it was alright. It was a little awkward. But, you know, it's okay.
Well. Let us start, I suppose.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going.
I don't either. Okay, let me find the one that I actually like wanted to start with. Okay, so number six. I worked at a toy store one summer, and I was treated like a child by customers, even though I was 19 at the time. I asked my boss for 2 weeks for a day off, and he refused and refused, until finally I decided to quit. I walked in one day, knocked over a display of toy trains I had set up the day before, and yelled, "This train's left the station," and walked out.
Woo! God damn it.
I love a good pun.
Right? Like, if you're gonna go out on top.
Yeah.
And I freaking hated being treated like a kid at my job, too, or at least my first real full-time job. Because I started right after high school, and I was there for, like, 5 years?
Ew.
Something like that, yeah. I even became, like, a shift supervisor at one point. So, like, I had keys and all that fun stuff, and I was kind of in charge. But, yeah, people never really took me seriously. It sucked.
That's sad.
Right, though? So what's number five?
Number five. Okay. I threw my key at the general manager after she threw a bag of pepperoni at me. Then I walked out. Twist, I got rehired, transferred, and leveled up with a pay raise 2 days later.
There you go.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That's the way to do it.
How do you get pepperoni thrown at you? Like, I want that job.
You're gonna find out later.
Ooh, girl. Seriously, though, I want the job where people throw pepperoni at me. I would eat all of it. Like, you take the pepperoni, maybe somebody tosses you a bagel and you get some cream cheese. Ooh. Breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Number four. My last day in a call center for a bank, I took every single one of my calls doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
Yes!
Someone called who was unable to log into their online banking profile, and I just yelled, "I can't even do the accent, I'm not going to try, it's going to be terrible." "You can't log in, well why not?" "Try it, Corey."
"You can't log in!" Why not?
That day was the most fun I ever had at that job.
Get to the call center! Oh my god, this is awful. Corbin does a really, really good Schwarzenegger. I miss him, but you can hear him every Friday night while he does his thing. R.I.P. Yeah. That guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Call centers are cool.
Are they?
No, they're just... I kind of feel bad for him, and then they put me on hold forever, and I'm just like, wow, you're not helpful.
Yeah.
That was your six pack, numbers 3, 6, 5, and 4, because I didn't want to count. Maybe
count.
I should quit.
Counting is fun.
Of the funnest quitting stories. And if this instruction doesn't end soon, I'm going to quit by pulling it.
I'm going to quit my life.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, man.
Gonna take a long walk off a short pier.
Oh, this has gotten dark quick.
Yes.
We'll be back after Blink 182. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six pack.
89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. And that was No Sleep by Twin Atlantic on 89.9 KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207, AP Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM.
Yeah.
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 Now you requested this song, now why?
Well, I'll get to that. But first I'm going to recap what happened in 6, 5, and 4 in the 6 pack, which is quitting stories, yay.
Yay.
So we had someone who got some pepperoni thrown at them, so they threw their key at their boss, and then they got, like, a big pay raise and, like...
Dude, dream job, free pepperoni.
Yes. Someone, like, knocked over trains in a toy store and said this train's left the station and just walked out. It's pretty epic. Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions at a call center. But... Number 3.
What is number 3, Adonica?
I took the weekend off to go to a Hanson concert and never returned.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
You can turn off Hanson yes! now.
No, I can't.
Okay, don't. This next one gets 10,000 points for Gryffindor.
Right?
Dear corporate muggles, it is not with reluctance that I am submitting this letter, although my time with DirecTV has been, on the whole, successful and productive. Recently, I have been offered a post at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, which will require me to step down from my position at DirecTV. Like, this is like a real letter that was sent to...
Wait, so number 2 is somebody quitting to go take up a job at Hogwarts?
Yeah, they basically were like, I'm tired of your corporate BS, and like, they just... Send this really elaborate letter to their boss, like, basically saying, like, it goes on, and it's just, like, saying that, like, you know, even though Voldemort's been slain, spoiler alert, if you haven't already read or watched those movies, you should just figure out your life. But, yeah, it looks just like, there's still need professors at Hogwarts. Like, he signed it Professor Jared at the end.
Well, like,
a lot.
Have they replaced the Defense Against the Dark Arts professor yet? Because that's a pretty, like, that's a pretty revolving position.
Well, I don't know who it was, actually.
A couple of them have died. A couple of them
lost their minds. I know that, like, in the last ones, it was, like, a Death Eater that was doing it, but...
Yeah, so that's like, he's doing a public service. He's teaching young wizards how to fight evil.
Yeah.
I don't care if he doesn't work for DirecTV or whatever.
I don't think he does anymore, either.
I'd rather play with magic than work than have cable any day.
Magic.
You know.
Magic.
Never believe it's not so. Oh, God. Freaking shoot me. What's number 1?
Don't even know anymore.
Get me out over there!
Number 1. I worked at Victoria's Secret in a mall during Christmas. After many incidences of being scheduled against my availability, I was told if I did not clock in within 1 hour, I'd be fired. I walked into work, smiled at the manager, scooped up as many panties off the table as my arms could carry, and made it rain undies all over the store. My intention to act cool quickly gave way to my excitement over what I just did. I looked at the manager's shocked face, smiled sweetly, and said, "I quit, thanks for the job, though," and walked out.
Oh my god, I could only imagine the mess that caused.
I could only imagine. I'm sorry, I need to stop.
I actually scared a guy into a Victoria's Secret once.
What?
Yeah. I was quite the miscreant back in the day. And I would just, you know, talk to strangers, because what else do you do when you're 12? I was so creepy that I scared a dude into a Victoria's Secret, and he stood in there pretending to stare at bras and panties until I left.
Ew.
Yeah. It was great.
What did you do to this poor man?
So I stared at him, looked him directly in the eyes, and told him I eat sadness for breakfast.
Ew.
Right? Also, he probably shouldn't be talking to a 12-year-old kid unattended. That's just creepy.
Yeah.
But that was your top 6 stories about people quitting. Yeah, when I quit my first full-time job, my manager, like, he became sort of buddy-buddy with me. Like, I taught him how to text and how to set the alarm on his phone because he was an older dude.
You set his shortcut in his phone from Hay to the Gettysburg Address.
But, like, I went on vacation, I came back, and I had a new job, and it felt more like a breakup than it did the 2-week notice. It was weird. I miss Rob, though. He was a cool dude.
Oh.
Yeah, RIP that guy. He's still alive, though.
Oh, my gosh.
He's retired. It's all good.
I'm retired because I'm so tired. And it makes me dumb. I'm going to bed. Good night, world.
We'll be back after 12 by Southworth on 89.9 KJRG.
Good night, sweet prince.
You're listening to The Buzz. A little MC Lars with Hot Topic is not punk rock on 89.9 KJRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and earlier this morning, around, you know, 6 o'clock when we start the freaking show, if you're awake that early.
I'm sorry.
I teased that we have some announcements to make.
Well, it's you that has announcements because you won't tell me anything.
Yeah, that's important stuff.
Okay.
So let's start with the first one, because that's a good place to start, right?
Okay.
So that last song was by MC Lars, right?
Uh-huh.
He's actually going on tour with Mega Ran again.
Ooh.
Do you know who's going on tour with them?
Me.
Close. Take a long, hard guess, though. Think about it. Who do you think might be going on tour with them?
I don't know.
Who'd you introduce them to at VanFest? Like, Big O, maybe?
Oh, yeah! I was there when they were talking about that. Okay.
Yeah, they're actually going to go on tour together starting this spring.
Day cool. I
right,
like Big
though?
O. I like Mega Ran, and I like MC Lars.
I would go to the show. I'm super excited.
No, they were really good.
And just the fact that you get to see local artists go from just
I
like,
was there when that friendship was formed!
You started the ship!
Yes.
But, like, when you see, like, little local bands start blowing up and doing, like, national tours and stuff.
It cool.
It's sick. I'm super excited. I even texted Mike this morning. I was like, yo, do you know who's going on tour with them this spring? And we're talking to MC Lars and Mega Ran about possibly having them come up here and do a takeover day.
Ooh, girl.
Things are still in the works. Nothing's confirmed yet, but stay tuned.
Okay.
Next announcement I have, this is another big one. This is actually going to start getting exciting this Friday. Defy Wrestling is just starting up. They're a wrestling company up here in Seattle.
Wrestling.
And they're doing their first event, Defy One Legacy, on January 13th. And pre-sale tickets are actually going on sale this Friday at noon. If you're watching Raw this Monday, you saw that announcement. But... yeah, The Buzz is going to be partnering with them, and I'm super excited because I was a really big wrestling fan back in the day. I actually did myself a little bit of wrestling.
Brother.
It was embarrassing because, like, there's the lowest weight class possible, and then right above
the
one that
lower
one is
than
me.
That? Oh.
I ended up, like, getting swole a little bit and pack on a couple of pounds to knock it up a little bit higher, but yeah. I was... You yeah. think I'm skinny now... It was some difficult times.
A little bit, aww.
Right, though? But I was a really big wrestling fan back in the day. Like, I watched John Cena rise up and get his first WWE championship. I watched Dave Bautista. I watched Kurt Angle in the Angle Lock. I saw the Punjabi prison match.
Punjabi.
But this is really
That's
exciting.
That's a really fun word to say.
It was not a fun match to watch. Yikes. But we have our first interview with them actually this Friday. We have, yeah, cool. We have Big Jack Cunningham coming in studio live Friday morning at 8:20. He's going to be talking about a little confrontation he had with another fellow wrestler.
I hope they just go at it in the lobby, just like wrestle each other and murder happens.
No, they're not going to be here at the same time, thank God.
No, I want murder to happen, Corey.
But he's going to be talking about a little confrontation he had with one Mr. You ready for this?
Yes.
He had a confrontation with one Mr. Athletic, Jeff Cobb.
Oh.
Yeah, this is really exciting. Defy One Legacy is also going to be featuring a former WWE superstar, Cody Rhodes. And that's going to be the main event. I'm really excited. We have more stuff that we actually can't talk about right now.
I don't even know what's happening.
So stay tuned for Friday because we have way more announcements. And like I said, this is a big deal. I'm really excited. We get to help kick off what is easily going to be a super exciting event. And if you want tickets to this, make sure you stay tuned in. We're going to have a bunch of free tickets. We have all the interviews you want for it and more. I'm giddy.
Sick.
And then, yeah, one last minor announcement. Five of Us is coming back for a little bit.
Yay, when is he coming back? My life partner.
She's your life partner? You made a whole lot of people upset.
I like Five of Us. She's the real MVP.
She's going to be back. What is that, the week of the 19th or the week of the 26th?
I'm not going to be here, you hobo.
The week of the 26th or something.
I'm not going to be here. That's Christmas. Why don't you be back for Christmas?
The week after Christmas.
Okay, then I will be here for that, but don't you mess with my mind.
Our Pepsi-chugging little ball of weirdo. She's gonna be bringing McDonald's, too. She promised breakfast.
Favis, I love you, but if you don't bring that breakfast, you ain't getting in.
Damn.
Just kidding. You can still come.
But it's been a hot minute, and I miss her a bunch.
Yeah.
I talked to her over the weekend, and she's like, hey, oh.
Who dat?
I don't know. You should pick up the phone.
Okay.
I swear to God, if this is her, I'm going to fight her. But yeah, miss Favis a bunch. Danica, is that her? Who is it? I'm waiting in suspense. This is great. I don't know. You know what? We'll find out who our mystery caller is, and we'll be back after Bring Me the Horizon. 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by that dude that just called that was not Fivest.
Who was that guy?
I don't know. And it's also brought to you by Thursday, the father of my child.
Well, at least somebody's having her kid. It wasn't going to be me. I'm not sure where that kid would come out of. But yeah, he called in, made a request at 253-833-5004. He wanted Knuckle Puck, True Contrite. That's coming up next after we do the news. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah.
He won this week. I don't know.
Yes!
It's Wednesday and I'm already freaking done. Let's do the news.
Yeah.
Let's do something a little fun. You ready for some fun? You ready for some fun news? You feel like you're in a wagering mood?
Yes.
Yeah? You want to wager on some stuff?
Yes.
Let's wager whether or not that's our neighbor's doing it or a construction dude.
Let's wager whether or not I'm going to go grab the hammer and bash in my skull.
Alright, so, the American Music Award, or the Grammys, actually. The Grammys are coming up. The nominees for 2007 are already out, so let's take some wagers and see if we can figure out, or make our guesses on who's going to win each category.
Okay.
So, for Album of the Year, you have Adele with 25, Beyonce and Lemonade, Justin Bieber and Purpose, Drake with Views, or Sturgill Simpson with A Sailor's Guide to Earth. I don't even know who Sturgill Simpson is.
I want to know anybody named Sturgill.
Sturgill.
Can we listen to it when the show's over?
Yes.
Okay.
Who do you think's going to win that category, Danica?
Well, I hope that it's Sturgill, but it's probably going to be Beyonce.
Danica says Beyonce?
But I want Sturgill.
I think that it's going to be Drake.
Because he started from the bottom, and now he's going to win a Grammy.
Dude, he's topped, like, the iTunes whatever list.
That hotline bling.
I don't know where I'm at right now. All right, nominees for Song of the Year include Adele with Hello, Justin Bieber with Love Yourself, Beyonce Formation, Lucas Graham 7 Years, and Mike Posner with I Took a Pill in Ibiza.
I think it's going to be Adele.
Yeah, that song was super popular and it broke a bunch of records.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on that one. I'm writing all these down so that, like, we can go back later and...
And they're going to be like, suck it, you were wrong!
Exactly, and just... Loser owes winner breakfast or something, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Nominees for Record of the Year, we have... Alright, never mind. It's like, we already did this one, okay. Like, we didn't.
That sounds familiar.
Nominees for Record of the Year is Adele with Hello, Beyonce Formation, Lucas Graham 7 Years, Rihanna featuring Drake with Work, or 21 Pilots Stressed Out.
I hope it's not Work.
I want it to be Stressed Out, so I'm going to say Stressed Out.
I'm
just
not sure
I want it to be.
Like,
I want it to be.
I want it to be too.
As long as it's not Work, I don't care.
I think this one's going to Adele too.
Yeah.
Sorry, but my girl Adele is going to get it.
Adele. I went to the Adele, got a sick sandwich.
All
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Last one we're going to do is nominees for Best New Artist, which honestly has killed a lot of careers. We have Kelsea Ballerini. I have no
She's
clue
like
who
a
that
country
is.
Person, I think.
We have the Chainsmokers. We have Chance the Rapper. We have Maren Morris and Anderson .Paak.
I'm gonna go Chainsmokers.
I swear to God, if it's Anderson .Paak, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Who's Anderson .Paak? I don't even know.
I'm gonna show you a video later, and you're gonna wonder why. You're gonna wanna die and wonder why. But yeah, it's probably gonna be the Chainsmokers.
Yeah.
So, just a quick recap for the first one: Danica said Drake or said Beyonce. I said Drake. Second one, we both agreed on Adele. Album of the year. Danica said Stressed Out, I said Adele again, and no, I think we're both going with Chainsmokers for the Best New Artist. Don't know why that was news, but you know, it's screw it.
We do what we want!
Yeah! Next news story, man in Vero Beach played dead so that his guest would leave his home. Because I can relate to this. There are many times where I've wanted to play dead just so I could leave.
In a casket. I relate to this man on a personal level.
But in Vero Beach, Florida... Indian River County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a home in Vero Beach about a stolen vehicle and possible armed robbery. Christopher Blattis told officers that he was sleeping when a man named Marcus, who he had helped in the past, stopped by and asked for a ride. He told Blattis that his mother had just died. However, Blattis said he was too tired to drive and suggested he find another ride. I mean, you haven't heard of Uber, buddy? When Blattis asked him to leave his residence, Marcus became aggressive and began yelling, "I need a effing ride! My mother just died!" According to the report, Marcus then allegedly pushed the victim. Blattis then laid on the ground and pretended to play dead in hopes the visitor would just leave the residence, according to the report.
Oh, gosh.
Marcus then splashed Blattis with water to try to wake him up. Blattis got up, faked an asthma attack, hoping that Marcus would leave.
He's really trying.
Ryan... Marcus then gave the victim an inhaler before driving off in the vehicle that belonged to Blattis. So he's a cool dude. He at least made sure it was okay. Mm-hmm. Blattis then told police that Marcus threatened him with a knife, but because of his emotional state, he was unable to recall what he was threatened. The officer asked the victim if it would be possible to view footage of the attack, but Blattis said his internet went out during the fight, so he would not be able to provide any evidence. When the officer asked the victim to fill out a statement about what had occurred, Blattis said that he was too emotional at the time and began crying. I relate to this guy. Just leave me the F alone. I will fake a heart attack or whatever just to get out of a conversation.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. I'm dead inside.
Same.
This has become a very depressing episode.
Yeah.
Last news story I got from the morning. A couple... they decided to whip out the stun gun on a Walmart greeter.
Whip it out.
And man, do they look fun.
That poor Walmart greeter's like, "Hi, happy holidays, welcome to Walmart." And then, like, just gets stunned the crap out of her face. Like,
Why?
A couple attempting to steal a TV from a Walmart used a stun gun on a 65-year-old store greeter who asked them for the sales receipt. That's pretty common nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Can't even get out of Costco without showing your receipt.
Can't even get in Costco.
Right? The man and woman fled after Sunday morning's incident in India Trail, North Carolina, and police are still searching for the duo. The suspects, David Davis Jr., 42, and Natasha Hall, 38, will be charged with a common law robbery. Davis will face an additional charge for assault with a deadly weapon. The Charlotte Observer reports that David committed a similar crime with a different partner in 2015 at a nearby Lowe's. In the previous encounter, Davis threatened the employee with a knife. Davis was charged with robbery with a dangerous weapon. There's no word on the condition of the female greeter. Hopefully she's all right.
Yeah, but you know what I think the real crime is here? The name David Davis. I hate it.
Davis Jr. There's two David Davises.
I hate it when people's first names sound very similar to their last names. Like Philip Phillips. That guy can go away from me. What kind of a person would do that to their child? I'm so upset.
Twice?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that my parents decided to, like, name me as a cruel joke.
What's wrong with the name Corey?
It's how it pairs with my last name. You've seen my email address, right?
Creposa? Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't even think, like, email was a thing yet, but they called it.
It's fun.
That was the news for 8 o'clock. We'll be out of here in just a few minutes after our request. Getting the call 253-833-5004. They wanted to hear some Knuckle Puck, whoever they were, who wasn't Fivus.
Not Fivus.
You son of a bitch. Just kidding. We love you, buddy. You're listening to The Buzz. A little masked intruder beyond a shadow of a doubt on 89.9 KGRG-FM. It's 850.
Yeah.
We gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Hunter's gonna come in and do his thing.
Is he?
Is he not?
I don't know. What thing does he do?
I am.
Okay.
Thanks, Hunter!
No problem.
I love you.
Maybe he'll be able to get the people next door to shut the hell up.
Probably not.
Yeah. But anyways, we gotta get out of his way. So you ready, Danica?
Okay.
We do an opera singer?
Yeah.
Okay. Surprised you didn't want to do like Hanson's.
Nope. Not
Maybe
today.
Tomorrow. Maybe. So long. I can't do opera.
Farewell. Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. Goodbye.
I am so sorry. This has been The Buzz on 89.9 KTRG-FM. Hunter's looking in like, what the hell just happened?
That was the best one yet.
Shout out to Not Fivest. That dude called in at 253-833-5004. Demand the explanation of what the hell a Fivest is. We'll tell you what, buddy. Tune in later this month and you'll find out. Because she's bringing us breakfast and hopefully we're not dead by then.
Yeah.
But until tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early on 89.9 KGRG, you've been listening to The Buzz.